Hello, this is the True Faith Podcast. I'm Michael, and this week I am delighted to be joined by three special guests. I'm going to let them all introduce themselves in turn. So just to give you a bit of a background on the show, I'm talking to some people from the Gas United Foundation, and the concept of the show today is to talk about mental health and football. So, Ollie, could you just give us a brief introduction to the foundation and the health and wellbeing team, please?
Yeah, I think I'll start just by saying thank you for having us, I suppose. We've done a few different things over the last couple of weeks, including, I suppose, match of the day and things in the Independent and stuff like that. But this has given us the platform to, I suppose, speak to and speak directly to our target audience, which are guys in the Northeast who, I suppose, love the tune. So, yeah, to start with, thank you very much for that opportunity.
For those who aren't aware, the Foundation is the charitable arm of the football club, and we work with 58,000 people a year from Berwick to Burtley, from Carlisle to the sea. So we've got this great big scope. And within the Foundation is the Health and Wellbeing Department, which began around January 2018. So we are, about 14, 15 months old now. And that came off the back of Premier League funding and Newcastle City Council funding. And during that time, we've been doing various different projects, which include things like my 12th man programme. And alongside the 12th man programme, I've been doing a part-time PhD to make sure that that programme goes out to sets out to do what it says on the tin, which is to create long-term behaviour change in what we call hard-to-reach groups of men. So long-term behaviour change, we're talking maybe 18 months plus, if not even longer. Hard to reach are guys who typically don't go to the doctors, typically don't consider themselves overweight or unhealthy or anything like that, but do live quite risky, healthy lifestyles. So that would be, I suppose, your normal bloke. That's the way I usually try and describe it. Alongside the hard to reach stuff, the behaviour change thing involves quite a lot of theories, of which I've been reading many, many books and many, many journals to try and get my head around what can we do to try and motivate guys of the Northeast to try and make positive mental and physical changes, which is the 12th man program.
So the 12th man program is your baby, is it?
Yes, I like to think so.
Tremendous. If you can just give us a bit of background about yourself and your current role at the Foundation.
Yeah, no problem. My main role at Newcastle United Foundation is I design and deliver a programme which I call the 12th Man. So the 12th Man is a 12-week health intervention programme for guys aged between 30 to 65 who are potentially a little bit demotivated, who probably want a little bit of motivation, not only getting physically active, maybe those who are potentially struggling from making connections and making pals, or who might be going through a little bit of stress issues or anger issues. And it's basically this 12-week health program whereby we do various different things during each session. So the sessions are made up of two parts. The first part is a classroom-based session whereby we discuss things like exercise and diet, because everyone wants to talk about their exercise and the diet because we all want to be fit and healthy. But we talk about stress and sleep and anger and coping strategies for those various different things, because my argument to the guys is that if you are stressed out, or if you're angry, or if you're having a bad day or whatever it is, or you've had a bad night's sleep, you're probably less likely to eat right and you're probably less likely to exercise right. So let's try and get those things sorted as well as your exercise and your diet. We then go out and we do various different things in the community, and by that I mean sort of physical activities. So we do things like visiting boxing centres, we go to the gym, we go play badminton, we do walking football, we've done some Pilates, we've done Tai Chi, so we do this whole variety of various different things in and around Newcastle. So that's sort of the 12th man programme in a nutshell. But I also run, I'm a mental health first aid instructor, and I run the Mental Health First Aid England 2-day adult course, which is a 2-day course designed to equip people with the skills to recognise the signs and symptoms of poor mental health and what to do on a first aid basis. So that's a 2-day course, and that's one of my roles at the Foundation. But I also run the Man v Fat programme, which runs on a Monday night at St John's, which is in the West End of Newcastle, and that's for blokes who, again, are probably a little bit overweight and want to get back into six-a-side football. And unfortunately, I think that's why Adam's not with us this week.
It is, yeah. He's laid up with a dodgy cough. There's a few of the guys, actually. I don't know if you've met all of them from our podcast that are involved with Man v Fatsig, with Ben, Alex and Adam, all on different teams, I think.
Yes, I think they are.
Alex was bemoaning his own performance the other day. I think he's struggling after a dodgy foot, as well as... well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. That would be really harsh. Can you just let our listeners know how they can get involved with Man v Fat?
Absolutely, yeah. So Man v Fat is a national programme and they run them all over the country. We are just employed to coach them. So we turn up on a Monday night and take the measurements from the guys. If the listeners are interested in that, they can go on to manvfat.com /Newcastle and you can sign up through there. But if anybody's interested in the other programmes that I mentioned, specifically I suppose the 12th man programme, which is run through ourselves and very much integrates the football club more. So I suppose I didn't really go into detail about why it succeeds as well as it does, which is it uses the pride and the passion of the brand of Newcastle United. So I always try and explain that by saying Newcastle United is 126 years old, which means that it's intergenerational, and it means that there have been dads and granddads who've worked in coal mines and who've worked on shipbuilding yards, and they did that for 6 days of the week, and on the seventh day of the week they came and watched 11 blokes play football on a pitch at St James's Park. And that pride and that passion has been passed down through the generations, and I suppose I'm preaching to the choir when I'm telling you about this, really. But we use that pride and that passion to try and get hold of these groups of guys and integrate them into the football club and use the brand to try and motivate them to make healthier choices in their life. And as I mentioned, that's not just physical choices, but they could be mental choices, they could be social choices, because at the end of the day, health incorporates all physical, mental and social. So it's important that we try and improve all three of those things.
Couldn't agree more strongly. Can you give us a bit of an insight into how the Be a Game Changer campaigns come about, and for anyone that doesn't know what it is?
I think my colleague Ashley Lowe would probably be best suited at explaining that one, if that's okay.
Well, if you want to just quickly tell the listeners who you are, Ashley, first, and then introduce that, please.
Yeah, so I'm Ashley Lowe. I'm the Health and Wellbeing Manager at the Newcastle United Foundation. So we recently launched our campaign, Be a Game Changer. So it comes off the back of 14 months worth of research, talking to fans, talking to blokes about mental health and physical health. And we've got funding from the Premier League and the council to run this campaign. So it's all about trying to change the conversations about mental health. Most people aren't comfortable discussing it. They don't understand it. And we really want to get the messages out there that we've all got mental health, just like we've got physical health. And there's loads of things you can do to look after both of those things. So part of the campaign is raising awareness. We've got information on our website. We've got a dedicated Facebook group that people can join. And in that group, we're sharing loads of top tips around well-being. So by that, I mean how you can de-stress, how you can sleep better, how the things that you eat can impact your mood, but also the opportunity to get involved in loads of free sessions within the foundation. So we have walking football. We've got 10 sessions across Newcastle, North Tyneside and Gateshead. So that's what it is on the tin. It's football, but you walk. So some people think it sounds really naff, but I can assure you it's a really good workout, and to get along and give it a try if you can. We do exercise classes. So we've got free running groups. We're just about to start a free over 50s fitness session. We're doing education workshops as well. So, well, Ollie talked about the 12th man. We're taking some of those sessions out into the community and at St. James's Park. So we're doing stress workshops, sleep workshops. On top of that, we're also going to be running some football festivals. So there's more going to be coming on that soon. And then we offer the mental health first aid. A big part of the campaign as well is sharing real life stories. So we've got loads of fans that wanted to tell us about their experiences of dealing with mental health and how talking about it and, you know, doing exercise, getting support really helps them and how important that is. So, I mean, we've got Scott here today who's going to talk a little bit more about that. But yeah, we just want to get people talking for a few reasons, really, just so people know what they can do to stay well, but also so that they know that, you know, you're not alone. Like I said, we've all got mental health and there's nothing to be ashamed of. you know, people are fine talking about how they might be physically unwell. You know, you might have a cold or you've had a bad night's sleep, but people aren't so comfortable in talking about things like stress, anxiety and depression, and we really want to help to change that.
Could you just give us some, for the listeners, give us some stats about mental health issues and, you know, why it's important that people are willing to talk about things, but also willing to provide things like yourselves that can help help people that are suffering.
Yeah, so the current stats are that 1 in 4 of us will experience a mental health issue at some time. So by that, I mean depression, anxiety and stress are the most common ones. So I think there's not a lot of people know what the symptoms of these things might be. So we want to raise awareness of that as well. So we've got the fact that 1 in 4 of us can struggle with mental health. And if we put that into sort of numbers in terms of the stadium, that could be 13,000 people at any home game. And with it being 1 in 4 of us, it's likely that you might know someone currently that is struggling. So that's why we think it's important. In terms of suicide rates, unfortunately, the Northeast has one of the highest, and that does seem to impact men a lot more. So in terms of men over 40, that tends to be the number one cause of death, which is, you know, a terrifying statistic. So that's why we think this campaign is really important.
Could I just add to that statistic? Because it's something that I sort of highlight quite a lot when I do my mental health first aid training. And I sit there as a 26-year-old bloke and I say that the biggest risk of death in my life, of all cancers, of all road accidents, of everything, is me. I am the biggest risk to my life. And I think that's quite a sobering thing for people to hear, because I like to think when people look at me, they see a smiling face and somebody who would never dream of doing that. But I suppose those people who unfortunately do die by suicide quite often are a smiling face and giggling exterior, when really deep down inside they might be struggling. And as Ashley mentioned, we've got those 1 in 4 people who unfortunately may suffer from depression, anxiety or stress, which could all potentially lead to a suicide. But I think something that me and Ashley have often discussed, which is, well, surely 3 in 4, if not 4 in 4 of those people can help if somebody's in that situation. And I suppose that's part of our Be a Game Changer campaign.
Yeah, that's a frightening array of statistics. The 1 in 4 thing is something that I'd heard before, but to put it in context and say that it's 13,000 people at the stadium it really is frightening. I didn't know that it was the biggest killer of young men, and that's another really scary statistic, and something that we all need to be more aware of, and something that you're obviously trying your very best to raise awareness for. So the next question for you both is, how are you intending, and what are your objectives in raising awareness, and how are you going to get the message out there, and is there any activities and events coming up in the Northeast in particular that you think are important to highlight?
Yes, so I would say join our Facebook group, so we can get you the links to that. If you follow the foundation on their Facebook, their Twitter, we've got our website, which has got information on. So on there, you would find our top tips on looking after your general well-being, some information on how you can support your friends, but also services on there. So if you do need that extra bit of support and you are struggling, there's services such as the Samaritans, your GP, but also local services, which I won't sort of list here, but if you go onto the website, you'll be able to find those that are relevant to yourself or someone that you might know.
Sorry, yeah, I was just going to interrupt and highlight what the names of our Facebook pages are for those who are listening who've never heard of them. Ashley, I don't know if you could.
Well, we can put all of those in a set of links underneath the description of this podcast, so keep your eyes peeled for those, and if you are interested, get straight on them. Something you should know, though, thumbs down for you two. So can you tell me how Steve Harper first got involved and what his presence is amongst all of this?
Yeah, Steve Harper's been really supportive throughout the whole campaign. He's supported us with the launch of the Be On The Ball campaign. And
Scratch
that bit, yeah. Steve Harper has been really supportive throughout the launch of the Be A Game Changer campaign, and he even went to the extent of sharing one of his stories, which is what Ashley mentioned, what we were hoping, I suppose, from a result of this podcast, is that people can stand up and share their stories to help others who may have struggled in the past.
It must have been really refreshing for you both to see, I don't know if you have seen or not, but on the telly this week there was a really kind of conversation from three ex-footballers, Paul Merson being the main one, who threw his story out there into the public domain and how he'd struggled with mental health issues and addiction all through his life, and it was harrowing to watch. I don't know if you've seen it, but it really was horrible to watch. And he's not a guy that's got a lot of love on this podcast for a long time, but that was great to see for a bloke to be willing to do that. So he must have been absolutely delighted to see that. On that note, I want to bring in Scott. So thanks very much, Scott, for joining us. And I just hope that you could tell us a bit about your experiences with the foundation and the support you've received so far.
Yeah, I'd seen on Twitter quite a while ago the 12 Man Project, and I looked into it and I'd ended up speaking to Ollie, and I'd signed up to the pilots of the first one, and it has been absolutely fantastic for me. It's been a huge help, not only with my mental health, but my physical health. So I've managed to lose over 3 stone by doing it. And it's something I would never have done had it not had the Newcastle United badge attached to it. You know, I'm black and white through and through, and there's no way on God's earth would I go for a run around a football pitch on a field or up and down some stairs. But because it was at St James's, my run around a pitch or up and down the stairs, these activities were huge. As you say, it's something you would never do by yourself. But when you do it with a group of lads who've all different shapes and sizes, age groups, it's been fantastic.
And it was the link to Newcastle United that really brought that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And what's made you want to come and do this podcast with us all today? What's made you want to share your story?
Just want to put it out there so more and more fans, especially Newcastle fans, get involved and help. So not only have I had my physical issues, I've had a lot of mental issues. So getting the support from the two campaigns side by side has been absolutely amazing for me. Like I said, on each 12th man, we'll sit for an hour and it's got a program, we'll follow it, mindfulness or diet or nutrition. But not only that, we can look out there and we can have a discussion and we can talk to the guy next to you or the people around you, and they'll all offer all the stories and we'll help each other out. I would just like to push it more and more for any of our supporters that really fancy getting out there and getting fit and helping with the mindfulness to go and do it.
Let me put you on the spot then, and imagine a bloke that was in your situation before this happened for you. Can you just give us a direct message to that man and say why you want him to join?
Well, if you want to go out there and you want to try and lose some weight, you want to make some new friends and try activities that you've probably never done since school, go out there and do it. And because it's at St James's or it involves Newcastle United, just push yourself, you know. It's fantastic little opportunity and I really wouldn't want anybody to turn it down.
That's great to hear. Ashley, I'm going to ask you the same question. Can you just give us an inspirational message and an appeal to people to get involved?
Yes, so with the Be a Game Changer campaign, I would just urge anyone to share the messages, whether that's sharing a post on the Facebook page, whether that's having a chat with someone you work with. Have you seen this campaign? What do you think? You don't know what impact that could have on someone and the ripple effect. So we already know, we've had stories back so far that people are chatting at work, people that would never have normally talked about these things. And it's just so important. And you never know who you could touch and how you could impact someone by asking them how they are or showing them the information on the website. And yeah, if you've got a story that you would like to share that you think would help or inspire others, please do get in touch with us because we would love to hear it.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And Ollie, final one for you. The same thing, please, if just in your own words, how important it is for people to get involved and why they should.
Yeah. As Ashley said, just to reiterate, the Be a Game Changer campaign is getting on board and trying to address these issues that we live with, which are these mental health issues, and trying to help somebody who may need help. And that might be through signposting them or finding advice through our foundation pages on how to access certain help that's out there for those who are in need. But it might be something as simple as asking if people are okay. And I think it's very, I suppose, northern and very British to have the knee-jerk reaction when somebody asks you if you're okay to say, yeah, I'm fine, or I'm okay. And our roles, I suppose, as be a game changers are to ask that follow-up question, which is, well, are you sure? Well, you don't look okay. Is there anything that you want to talk about? And there's nothing weak in talking about it. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. It's a strength to discuss our weaknesses so that we can learn from them. And I think you touched on earlier about how it's come out on TV recently and about Paul Merson and how he, I suppose, comes from this group of people who we think are untouchable, these footballers who can't possibly break and can't possibly have any faults, and yet they do, as we all do, because we're all human, and it's important for us to make mistakes, and it's important for us to learn from them, and it's important to admit that maybe when we need a little bit of help. And I think seeing people like Paul Merson can really help support those who are potentially struggling to just open up and ask for a little bit of help, because as I said, it's so important to do so, because I mean, at the end of the day, it could save a life, and that's the point of all of this, is trying to support not just Newcastle fans, but everybody, trying to support the North East.
It's a really great message, well put by all three of you, and we really appreciate you taking the time to come and join us here today and spread the message, because it's something that's massively important. As I say, there's three of our guys that are involved in the Man versus Fat campaign, and you know that on its own takes something for someone to admit that they're overweight and they need to do something about it and to get involved. And that is great, but what you guys are doing is taking things to another level and helping people with things that normally people don't talk about, and it's fantastic, and you're all doing great work, and Scott, it's brilliant to hear that it's had such a positive impact on your life, and long may it continue. So thank you all for joining us. Hopefully we'll hear from you again soon, hear about the positive stuff you've been doing, and the links will be in the bottom of this podcast, so have a look, click them, check out the Facebook pages. Feel free to share your story, and if you wanted to do so with us, we could pass it on as well. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back with you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.